18 regional solid waste districts operate in Arkansas. Much like municipal trash service, they manage recycling as well as electronic waste, bulky or green waste, tire and household hazardous waste. Some also operate transfer stations where rural residents can drop off household trash destined for regional landfills. Districts also refer residents to private waste haulers to pick up their trash curbside if they wish. But last summer, both the Benton County Solid Waste District and Boston Mountain Solid Waste District that serve Washington and Madison counties learned their funding had been cut by their respective county judges. Malin Rice is director of the Boston Mountain District.
In June, the courts ruled a $1.50 per ton assessment fee, which is placed on all the solid waste delivered to the landfill in Pawneetown, was illegal. The district receives those fees after the landfill collects them from the haulers of the solid waste. They're remitted back to the district quarterly. So the district has not received this $1.50 per ton assessment since the second quarter of 2010. We've not received the second quarter, third quarter, or fourth quarter in 10, and we have not received anything in the first quarter of 2011. This has given us a budget deficit of about $500,000 to $600,000.
That would be over half of Boston Mountain Solid Waste District's funding. The other half comes from district fees collected for both member county and rural town residents, around $225,000. Boston Mountain also operates two transfer stations, one in Huntsville, the other near Prairie Grove. The district hauls that debris to Tontytown, the regional landfill operated by Waste Management, recently rebranded as Eco Vista. Malin Rice says that now defunct $1.50 trash assessment fee was used to enhance their district's household hazardous waste program and to pay for illegal dumps control officers. Both programs are critical, he said. Household hazardous waste is prevented from entering the regional landfill, and the officers help to catch scofflaws that offload tons of trash illegally onto rural land to get around trash deposition fees. But now that funding's cut.
Okay, in the founding legislation for solid waste districts in 1989, the language said that the district could collect or assess a fee and charge rents and all these other things to raise money if it handled or otherwise handled the trash. That if I transported the solid waste or garbage to the landfill, I could assess a fee on the haulers, the other haulers in the district. We do not, however, touch all of the solid waste. That was the language in the original bill that had these two judges hung up, and what the court challenged to us was that we did not actively control the hauling of all the solid waste.
The problem began when Roll-Off Service, a regional waste hauler, sued Boston Mountain, Benton County, and Sebastian County Solid Waste Districts about the fee last year. It traces back to when Boston Mountain District sued Waste Management for assessing what it considered excessive fees on construction debris. Both suit and countersuit were dismissed. The business of waste hauling can be quite territorial. And now the matter is being taken up by the Arkansas legislature in the form of HB 1060, sponsored by State Representative Uvalde Lindsay, a Democrat from Fayetteville.
House Bill 1060, which may be acted upon as early as next week or this week, will correct the language and place in there corrective language which reflects the original legislative intent in the act establishing solid waste districts. Because districts are required to monitor future solid waste growth, future landfill expansion, and we do permit and approve all landfill expansion and landfills which may apply for permits in our district. This language will say that we are the persons responsible for the movement of solid waste within the district, but we do not have to compete with the commercial entities in actually hauling or touching the solid waste.
So to sum up, the act will clarify the power of regional solid waste management boards to charge and collect a fee for management of solid waste. Not any new fees, but just a reinstatement of the previous amount that are subject to a cap. Malin Rice says the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality approves the measure, which is widely supported by the Northwest Arkansas Legislative Delegation, so he's confident it will pass into law. And despite losing nearly half of its revenue, His district continues to operate all its programs, albeit scaled back.
We have made significant cuts. All of the salary management people there are giving up 2 days per pay period or 1 day a week for they don't come in and work. We have not closed or reduced any programs at this time. We have, however, spent about one half of our reserves and plan to spend possibly the other half if we do not get this law enacted by June of 2011.
But Benton County Solid Waste District posted notice on its website that as of January 1st, its administration is working, quote, very limited hours, end quote. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.